All right, it's time now for Love Bites. There she is in studio up on our YouTube feed, WATD Radio on YouTube. This is when we check in with Francesca Luca. Every week at this time, she is our lifestyle coach. This is Love Bites, taking a bite out of love, one question at a time. Love Bites, proudly sponsored by our good friends in Meineke's. We love them. Stop by Meineke's Hanover or Quincy location today for fast, reliable car care. Go with the name you know. Go with Meineke. All right, here she is, Francesca. Good morning.
Good morning, Rob. How are you?
I'm doing great. How have you been?
I've been just fine.
You ready for another question?
I'm ready for the big question.
All right, so here we go. And this particular author would like to be anonymous, so I'm not going to... We can make up a fake name. You can make up any name you want, I guess. I think this is... We'll just say it's a woman, right? And that I know. Okay, here we go. Ready?
I'm ready.
Dear Francesca, I have been dating my boyfriend for just over a year. We have an exclusive relationship. We have both been married before. We are in our late 40s. We plan to spend the holidays together. But he dropped a bomb on me last week with, quote, I want alone time until January, end quote. No explanation. Nothing out of the ordinary is going on with us, other than I know he is not a fan of holidays. His family is not close, and he dreads any type of family gathering. This feels different, though. We barely knew each other last year and spent both holidays with our families together. I asked, what is up with this? And he just said, I just feel like I need a break. We talk every day, and he hasn't called me now for 3 days. I want to give him his space, but I am getting really stressed. Francesca, help me out.
Well, I would be really stressed too. So thank you for that question, whoever you are. But let's just break this down, because this isn't a small question. It truly isn't. It could be a big turning point in your relationship. Or, I don't know, maybe he's a cheapskate and doesn't want to buy you a gift. No, I'm just kidding. But I've got a question for you. Do you ever talk to yourself? Because you want an expert's opinion, right? Don't doubt yourself. That is big. Absolutely. Do not doubt your thoughts. All right. So here are a few pointers to consider. And Rob, feel free to chime in. Mm-hmm. He's obviously stepping back, right? So that's a no-brainer. Pause and observe what's happening. Don't sweep it under the rug, please. Don't, right? So I urge you to stay curious. Ask him for some honest communication. Say something like, I respect your need for space, but I need to understand what this is all about. You're not accusing him, and you're not negotiating either. Another thing is, don't chase him. It's tempting. It's going to be really tempting to call, to text. You want to pull him back in, but don't. When someone asks for their distance, you've got to protect your emotional life. And as soon as you start accepting crumbs, that's what you'll get. What do you think, Rob?
Well, I think this is very sad. I mean, I'm concerned in that the person, you know, I know she says, you know, he doesn't really love the holidays. And right. we had an email, I think, about something about somebody not liking the holidays before. Right. But this one says that last year they spent, so, I mean, that's kind of a big point, as we talked about in the relationship. So they've already been over that hurdle, right, of meeting the families and spending time with the holidays. And then now he doesn't want to, and he's not saying anything, but I need a break. I mean, the holidays,
curious.
This is a very, it's going to make for a very depressing holiday.
Yeah. And I'm kind of curious about that. But, you know, sometimes when a relationship is new, everyone's on their super best behavior. So maybe, you know, he really likes you or liked you. I'm sure he still does.
Yeah.
But, you know, as you get deeper into a relationship, people's true colors start to really show up. And in this case, what's showing up is either he really truly doesn't, like you said, like family gatherings, or he is pulling away from you for whatever reason. And I know that was a teasing thing to say in the beginning, that he didn't want to buy a gift. I'm sure that's not what it is. I'm sure there's more than that. But, you know, it's important because timing matters. Mm. The holidays are when relationships, usually in a relationship, deepen. If you're partner's pulling away, I'm sorry, I hate to use that word, but
well,
that's a serious red flag.
Yeah, because wait a minute. Now, Francesca, if he's saying, okay, you could say, okay, maybe he doesn't like the holidays, but why is he also, you know, wanting the space then from her? That's why I think it is more because, you know.
Good point. Good
point.
Yeah, exactly.
Say, okay, you don't like the holidays. What's really this thing? I mean, I'm a guy too, but what's this? Right. I want alone time until January. What does that mean?
Well, you know? Exactly. If you don't want to go to my family's, okay, fine. You don't want me to go to your family's, that's fine. You know, that happens. You know, one of my cousins, she's been married to this guy. I don't even know how many years. I swear it's like 50 years or something. But
Aww. This
guy has never – I remember when we were just kids.
Yeah.
Her husband never showed up for anything. It's the way it was. He didn't like family gatherings and – he was okay if it was in his own home, but he didn't like to go to my grandmother's.
Oh.
He didn't want any part of that. So that was
the
just
the person
a thing.
That never shows up.
But if the person doesn't show up, okay, so that's a quirk.
Yeah.
You can live with that, or I guess I could live with that. But the fact that he doesn't want to see you at all until after January, those actions speak louder than words, right?
Yeah. What is this, winter break? I mean, you don't. No, I don't know because. Then all that person, I don't know. I would feel like the other person would be just stressing, waiting till January, and then what?
That's right, right. And you know what? You teach people how to treat you, so you need to communicate clearly, right?
Do you think he doesn't want to make, I don't know. Now I'm saying like a clean break before the holidays. He's trying to have it both ways. Like, okay, we'll talk in January, but, you know, I don't know. I mean, you talked about just getting crumbs, but, you know, he's not saying I don't think exactly what he wants either.
Well, and he may not know what he wants.
Yeah, that's true, too.
But and you know what else, too? Whoever you are, just because he comes back in January doesn't automatically mean that you should let him back in your life. Because if someone steps away for that long, even with a legitimate reason, whatever that reason is, they owe you honesty. They owe you communication and accountability.
Yeah, January's here. I'm back.
Yeah, right. And you know what? Be reminded, someone who can step away that easily can do it again. And you're not obligated to recreate the relationship on their timeline. But of course, I know that you're emotionally attached. It has been a year. You know, so it just again, I can't emphasize enough curiosity, curiosity, curiosity. Distance isn't necessarily the enemy. What matters is how someone handles the distance and how you respond.
Yeah, I know. You're just sitting there watching the clock, waiting for him
to call.
I was
wondering what that tick, tick, tick is. My earphones are only working on one end anyway, so I was like, what's that? You know, so respect their request, but protect yourself.
Okay.
Right?
So, yeah, and anybody out there you want to help with some advice, try to help this person out, you can text in at 781-837-4900. We always enjoy hearing from you texters. We want your opinions and thoughts as well. 781-837-4900. Christine is off this week, so she's not doing the morning, so we don't have thoughts from Christine.
So we don't have thoughts from Christine. Well, no. We should ask Dan. Is he hanging out there?
Let me see. His door is closed. Let me let's see. Dan?
What do you think, Dan? Dan the man?
Here. Let me see if I can fill him in here.
What do you think, Dan the man?
Bring in Dan McCready from the WATD newsroom. Dan, this is about some people in their 40s, and she's concerned because the boyfriend said that they had planned to spend the holidays together. He says that he just dropped a bomb. I want to be alone until January. And so she's wondering, what does this mean? The family spent time together last year because they've been dating for just over a year. So last Christmas or holiday season, they got to spend time. Now he's not, and he hasn't called for 3 days. So she's concerned. Any advice on what this guy might
now,
be?
Now, could he be a secret agent assigned to a government mission that he can't talk about?
Oh, my gosh.
All right, Dan, we're putting you in a box. 60 seconds. I want your best
advice.
You
said there'd be some excuses. That could be one of them, but I'm not believing. The only thing I could think of would be some kind of health issue or something.
I don't know. After a year, he can't tell her what that is?
Okay, you're right. You're right. I don't know. I mean, I'm thinking that, unfortunately, this seems sad, but I think she should prepare for the worst in this case. I don't know.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, it could be that he has some kind of drama going on in his life right now, and he's just trying to deal with it, and maybe he hasn't told her what's going
on.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that could be. I'm just putting that out there that could be a possibility.
Yeah, but, you know, if you're going to be in an intimate relationship and this has been going on for a year, don't you think that that's a red flag that he's not able to communicate what's going on? Unless he was cheating on her and got someone pregnant, I don't know. But, you know, seriously, whatever it is, there should be that ability to communicate open and honestly and, you know, or at the very least say, you know, I've got something on my mind. It really, truly doesn't have to do with you. I promise you I love you. I want to be with you. Yeah. But there's some things I need to work out.
Yeah, I think if that was conveyed, then that's one thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we got a couple of texters in, so let's go to the text line now, 781-837-4900, 781-837-4900. Joe in Norton says it is possible that he is secretly married and wants to spend the holidays with his wife.
Ooh, I like that, Joe. You know something? Season. That's a very, very, very good point.
Yeah. Although he did spend time with the other, they did spend time with each other's family, she said.
Yeah, so maybe he has a relationship. You know what? See how guys think so differently. Thanks, Joe, for that. But you know something? That's a very, very good point. But maybe he met someone in the past. I don't want to be putting thoughts in your head that aren't there. But, you know, maybe he met someone and he's trying to figure out which direction to go.
Yeah. Jean from Scituate said, does her boyfriend have children? It doesn't mention anything in this letter about children. Maybe he wants to spend the holidays with his children. Aww. They may not like her. Or it's possible he is cheating. Either way, dump him. Okay, that's Jean from Scituate.
I don't know about dumping him necessarily, but I would definitely take a big, huge...
She gets right to it, doesn't she?
She take a big step back. I would definitely take a big step back. And I'm sorry that you're going through this, but, you know...
And Al wanted to
check. There's more
in.
Fish in the sea. I know it sounds callous, but there are.
Al from Marshfield says he wants to spend time with his other squeeze.
Oh, these guys are fresh today.
Yes, they are fresh on the text line at 781-837-4900.
I see no one's going with my secret agent theory, so...
I don't think that's going to... It's a good try. I don't know if you've ever used that one before, but I don't know. I don't recommend using it, but secret agent. But that one,
goodness.
Yeah,
that would explain it. Everything.
Yeah,
no, it would explain everything. Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, good luck to you. Have a happy holiday regardless of this schmo.
Yes. All right. And Francesca, if people want to get in touch with you.
Go to my website, talkwithfrancesca.com, and go to the navigation bar and click on contact me. And I will answer your question as soon as I can.
Love Bites, Francesca Luca. We do it every week at this time. We do it live right after the news at 9, sponsored by Meineke's. Then on Tuesdays, we've got a little kiss from Love Bites. Comes up after 8:26, and then Francesca's got a giant show. It's 9 to 10 on Wednesday nights on WHD. She says it loud. She says it proud. Talk with Francesca.
Love Bites after dark.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we got to make a new thing on that. All right. Francesca, thank you so much.
Thank you, Rob, and thank you, Dan. That was brilliant.
Good stuff. Oh, he says he's okay. He's apparently just getting a secret agent call. All right. We'll talk to him later.